what concerns us most after being at training camp is what hits number one more the tenor, tone, feel, and the way things are being run down there? Or is it really more about the on-field? Because I do think that is kind of blending in. The Judon thing flared up. We've talked about since OTAs, a lot of walking around between periods of camp. I mean, maybe they're checking their phones, I don't know, to make everybody happy. But seriously, it feels like going into camp, there were only a couple of us who were going down there and being like, what's this going to be like? Or how's this camp going to be? Or, oh, you're going to give them all that freedom? Okay, good luck with that. Now it feels like there are a lot of people looking around and going, hey, maybe the people who were saying that stuff weren't so crazy now that we get down here and see it a little bit.
Yeah, so it is funny. That's a universal opinion, too. Agreed upon universal opinion, I would say, based on...
Do you think now everybody, now they got to see it, it's like...
Yeah, and like, you know, in not that I'm down, you know, below, like when we do the interviews at like 1 o'clock that I'm like taking a poll, but the short interactions that I've had with people on the field, in the elevator, walking to the stadium, walking back from the stadium, it's really all the same, because the biggest concern most of the time would be offensive line. Pick a set of five.
Or whatever, right? The weak sister position group would be, right? Yeah. Like, oh, you get injuries at corner, or you need a fourth corner, or something like that. Yeah,
There's actually a lot of them when I think about it. And none of it, like my top three, I got to think this through in real time, don't necessarily have to do with like an actual like skill set.
It's interesting.
It's not like, well, you know, the tackles can't block a twist. You know.
Well, I mean,
a defense can't tackle, period.
Yeah, exactly. And they still got to cross that bridge, too, on getting...
I haven't seen live tackling once, by the way.
Not once. Nope.
Which
doesn't make sense, because even against Bags, I mean, hell, even up at, up at Dartmouth, Buddy Tevens or something like that, they invented that robot
dummy
so they could work on tackling. We haven't seen any of that.
I would love to see the robots out there.
That would be
awesome.
That would
be great.
It'd be better than seeing them in Stop and Shop. By the way, they got one with Roman and BJ's now, too. But it makes weird noises.
I love how they put the little googly eyes on the bat, on the little robot and Stop and Shop.
Yeah. And you walk by it and it goes, and it's like, oh, you're too close. I'm like, get the F out of the way. There's no pickle spill here.
Why are you
following
me? Get out.
God sakes, no. But...
So your biggest concern, I think we now share the same concern.
Is that it's the whole, the way it's run, the accountability, the freedom that is being given. And really it comes down to, can the players be trusted with all that freedom? And we mentioned the whole, you know, ability to compartmentalize. A lot of the youngs, they're not great at that kind of stuff, especially if you're a pro athlete where you can get wrapped up into worrying about the wrong thing real quick.
I think the biggest concern, I mean, maybe I'll even switch it up. I guess the biggest surprise for me was just how just unbelievably just naive Mayo is. I feel like he's naive. Even when we talk about... It's just I feel like there is this assumption that guys will do the right thing. Hey, give them what they demand, and they'll prove you right. Right? They're like, they won't make you regret it. And that's just on the field. The other concerning part, and don't even give me. Oh, it's only one thing. But it was such an easy thing to avoid. The whole Matthew Judon on the field, Elliot Wolf. Why aren't you guys aware of this? How could this be a blind spot? It really feels like you're just
ready
for the
bingo. You know what it feels like? The attention to detail that needs to be paid in certain instances is not being paid to down there. There isn't and you and I workshopped this a little bit yesterday. Even with Bill, Judon wasn't happy, but it was, here's how you act, here's what we're doing. Seemed like everybody was communicating because Judon didn't act up. This year, it looked like you had a GM and a head coach who didn't come up with that kind of plan. And that's the stuff that become dings on the resume that, to me, other players notice. That's why, however this Judon thing ends up, that it's going to be kind of a statement from really more Elliot Wolf than Jerod Mayo on, here's what we're going to stand for, here's what we're not going to stand for. And you knew this was going to happen.
Well, I knew
because
there would be...
with new people, there are always those who, let me test the boundaries.
I knew there would be bumps in the road, but I did not think they would be as rough and as frequent, I guess. I just thought it would be... I thought they would be able to handle the little things.
Because we're so used to the little things being handled down there. Because if you have structure, the little things can matter. The less structure, the less you're focused on the little things.
Man, if you are real loose... And here's the thing. I think the other problem is, like, he's just going to have to reel him in. And
tough,
like,
to do.
Even like
tough.
And no, I know. Once you kind of, like, you can't take it back.
Now, like your line yesterday, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
You can't
now.
Do it. It's like a whole new coach has to come in, and it's almost like, in a way, I haven't heard anything about the team meetings, but I'm like in my own head, I kind of envision what it would be like from a pro. Like if I'm a vet. And I'm accountable.
Like David Andrews, I don't worry
about.
You don't worry about
Hunter Henry. You don't worry about those guys.
Right.
And those guys are like, holy crap.
But Polk.
These guys.
Baker.
Ew, crap.
And your young offensive linemen, you know, they got to learn to do things the right way.
Wow, right. That is our number one. Because if I was going to flip it and say what the one thing I'm not worried about is Drake May. Like, I'm not worried about Drake May. And just the emphasis that is in this all of a sudden, this like, oh my God, he's Drake Maybe, which I think is a great name.
That is funny.
It's like unbelievable. And Greg is taking credit for that, by the way.
Well, I'm
sure. I was told that somebody tweeted at him or texted him.
Oh, so it was really his. Greg's ripping it off.
He trademarked it. I'm calling him out. He trademarked it, though.
I'll tell you what, you say Maybe one more time, Shime's going to come in here and bop you right in the nose.
It is funny, though. Like, it's just how quickly the narrative can change on a guy. And it's Drake Maybe. Because it's Caleb Maybe. It's J.J. McCarthy Maybe. It's all these guys are Maybes.
But with Drake May, he was a big Maybe, as in maybe he'll start the year, but likely not. Whereas with Caleb Williams, it is, we're going to turn around and hand you the job. You're the number one pick. We've cleared out the position. Here you go. You know you're going to get the thing. But I think if you went in with what I would say is unrealistic expectations of Drake May, which would be that he would come in, tear it up, and start right away, then you're pretty let down right now, because the development is going to be slow. And again, this is something I harped on, because the coaching development is going to be slow. This was not a fully formed veteran coaching staff who knew what they were doing.
30
you
new coaches.
You cannot expect a young quarterback to slide right in there when you have this amount of youth and neophyte on the coaching staff.
I expected some just, growing pains.
Right.
I expected growing pains on the offense. It's not like Caleb Williams joining the Bears with a coach that's been there, an offense that has been there, receivers that have excelled either with the Bears or with other teams, tight ends, backs. I mean, they're just, hey, listen, we'll cover for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not existing right now, but I was just looking at the Drake May numbers yesterday. Everybody's charting the numbers.
Oh, boy.
So he threw 31 total passes in 7-on-7, 1-on-1, and team periods.
Mm-hmm.
31. Mm-hmm. Now, take out the 7-on-7. Take out the 1-on-1s. Those don't count.
Fair.
The defensive player should lose every single time.
Right. It's, okay? It's like a pass rush drill. The O-lineman should lose all the time.
Okay. 7-on-7. I would say take that out as well, because it's there's no rush. There's not a buzzer going off in his head. You can literally scram around. You can still complete it. The 11-on-11 plays. So let's just assume out of the 31, 11 of them were like meaningful snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line, everybody's full tilt, defensive backs, blitz pickups, disguising coverages, all that stuff. That's nowhere near the amount, like, that is not even scratching the surface. And go back to the first day of pads, it was like he had 11 on 11 passes. Only passes, not hands off. Hands off. The handoffs are easy. Dude, go to the right, go to the left. You just
are
gotta
they?
Know the, you just gotta, well, I know. Yesterday they had a fumble.
Yesterday they had a fumble.
True, I know.
And in part because of the hands are under center.
Yeah, so, but I'm going to give them, the given's going to be knowing where which way the back is going is easy. 38 toss, 39, odd number to the left, even number to the right. The passing stuff is the one I'm really kind of like, all right, man, that's a little bit, you know, higher level degree of difficulty. And he may need 1,000. Over 1,000 reps in practice before he can play. He had 31 total. Half the practice is drills and footwork and throwing into the net. And if you all get it, Joe Milton does a flip and, like, routes on air.
Is that how the Rams do it? Is that what we're stealing from?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's why I'm not worried. I'm not concerned about him.
No, with May, I'm not, because I didn't expect him to start anyway. I expected his growth to be a little stunted because they got to figure out what they're doing down there, let alone the fact that they're still shuffling the offensive lineup left and right. I think there is one thing we can say. It feels like David Andrews is your starting center, Sidy So's your left guard, Mike Onwenu's your right guard. After that, all bets are off.
Yeah, and I would also say give me a wide receiver rotation out of a regular personnel.
Well, like, if there is one thing that we can say that is positive that is going on down there, is that, I'll put it this way, Polk and Baker have life. They have some life.
Yeah.
They're not perfect.
They bring some juice to
practice.
They got
a long way to go, but they bring some juice to practice. They're going to try to bring some juice to the offense. Polk is one of those guys that clearly wants to try to make the explosive plays. I hope what comes along with that is not just the intoxication of, ooh, let me run a go route and go run by a guy. That he learns to run precise routes, be willing to run over the middle, do the things that make great wide receivers. Like, Randy Moss was among the few guys who was able to stay out of the middle of the field and still be great and whoop everybody. He's a one in one. So I hope there is that other stuff with those guys, because Lord knows, they love to make the big catch. They love to stand up and flex and stuff like that. Okay, fine. Bring a little bit of that to this offense. But make sure, a lot like, you know, the Gonzalez point and the whole attention to detail down there, that you're as committed to running a 10-yard comeback the right way and toe-tapping your feet in for a first down as you are trying to make the big plays down the field. Because that's what will make them great. What will make them explosive and flashy and fans will rub peanut butter all over themselves are the go routes. The stuff that's going to keep him on the field and hopefully turn him into a, who knows, 40-catch receiver this year will be all the other non-flashy routes. And are those flash guys going to dig in on that?
Are those guys going to dig in on?
On doing the little things to stay out
there. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Running the go routes are nice, but can you run more on the tree? Are you going to be invested in blocking?
I have no
that
idea.
Kind of stuff.
I have no idea yet.
Well, that's why I said they bring some life. Like, a lot of people have been like, wow, these guys are going to be great. They're going to be it. Hell, we don't know if one of them is going to not be able to stay
on the
field because they don't want to block in the run game or something.
But you can easily tell. They easily tell. They're like, wow, okay, they have the size, they have the attitude, they have the obvious skill. Marrying that with the plays and the situation and the quarterback and not jumping off sides and like ruining and like then being in like, you know, Bill jail because you messed up and they can't trust you. All those things are to be determined, but you still got 5 weeks, like close, I think it's 5 weeks, before the first game. So by then, how much ground do you think it's even possible for Drake May to make up on Jacoby Brissett?
Very little, unless there is an unbelievable breakthrough in the preseason games. That's the only thing I can think of.
Even then,
I'm with you. Even then, it feels like the one part of the plan that Elliott Wolf and Gerard Mayo came up with early that they're not, I would say, willing to waver from, and this is the right decision, by the way, is to start Jacoby Brissett. I'll tell you what, when that schedule came out and that third game of the year was a Thursday night game, to me it all but rendered Drake May was going to start on the bench. Because you're not going to throw him on the road in his first NFL game, and you sure as hell don't want to give him a short week against a defense that has a lot of lead in their pencil.
Yeah, so you'll have three games and a short week to prep. First time ever in the NFL. What, three games inside, what, you know, what, 17 days or
whatever
something like
it
that?
Is. Whatever it's
that
something is. Crazy. Yeah.
Not
it's going to be a challenge for
too
the,
much.
Hey, it's going to be a challenge for the coaching staff just to not drown during that time.
Yeah.
That's the thing we really, you know, like Drake May, putting him off to the side or having him sit is the prudent right thing to do. Then there is still the whole, okay, you're going to keep the kid out of deep waters. Well, all the coaches are swimming in those deep waters right now as well. And not only are they trying to get the personnel right, figuring out how to cover up what holes they have, they're trying to figure out what plays they can run, for God's sakes. Like, these preseason games actually kind of matter. Would you agree?
God, yes. Yes.
This is
absolutely
a year where preseason football really means something to this team.
Yeah, no, and it's not like the veteran quarterback, who has all they're practicing against, what, Philly?
Philly, I think it
they're
is,
practicing
yeah.
against Philly, right? And even like the Hall of Fame game is tomorrow.
Tomorrow we have preseason football.
So Caleb, it's already been, Caleb Williams isn't going to play.
Right.
They're not going to play. They're going to play any of the starters. And it's still only, that only makes it four preseason games. It's still not a lot, but whatever. They're not playing. And I would say, I would think I would want my guy out there. I would want my Caleb Williams rookie first round pick quarterback out there. I would want Drake May out there if I'm not going to play. But here's the thing. Jacoby Brissett needs the reps almost more than Drake May, because Jacoby Brissett has to be more ready than Drake May does. So what's more important? Like rushing the development of Drake May. So when Jacoby Brissett goes out there, he's not ready. And then he is the one who has to go out there and quarterback, and he's not ready because you gave more reps to Drake May? I don't know. I think it's going to be – I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Milton probably won't get any reps whatsoever, and Bailey Zappe. I mean, it's going to be rough going out there to get reps.
What's going to happen? Joe Milton hitting the backflip. They got to get him in there just to hit the backflip, right?
I know. Okay. Listen, hey, if you score a touchdown, Joe Milton runs out to the middle of the field, does a backflip.
You know what? I forgot about this. If you play in the Hall of Fame game, that's a fourth preseason game for you. So it actually kind of makes sense that Williams might not be playing this week, because I just looked it up. So the Bears will play tomorrow against the Texans. And then it is, again, on the 10th against the Bills, the 17th against the Bengals, and then on the 22nd against the Chiefs, but everybody else has three.
Yeah, no, I just thought, like, oh, look, it used to be four and then five. Like, well, five's too many.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like, oh, man, this is normal. This is what it should be, and then I'm going to throw you out there.
And even if he got in for a series, handed it off twice and threw a screen, you could put him out there. But but I understand, and that's the now they're back to the old schedule. Oh, we got four of these things. I got to sit half everybody down now. My God.
Nobody's playing.
Exactly, because we screwed it all up.